We're finishing up Acts chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. Let me pick up at verse 14. And from Perga they went on to Pisidian Antioch. And on the Sabbath they entered the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and prophets, the leaders of the synagogue sent word to them, saying, "Brothers, if you have a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." Now, as I finished last time, I was giving you the basic outline of what first century synagogue services looked like. Most of them began with the congregation reciting what is known as the Shema. We know the verse from Deuteronomy. "The Lord your God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your might." Now, after some prayers, the service continued with two lessons, one from the Pentateuch and one from the prophets. This would be followed by an expository sermon and concluded with a blessing. Now, we surmise that the service at Pisidian Antioch included a reading from Deuteronomy chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 1 because Paul will use these passages in his sermon. During the service, the synagogue rulers sent word to Barnabas and Paul saying, "Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak." While Paul and Barnabas would have been easily recognizable as strangers in the synagogues, some commentators suggest that the synagogue authorities may have been tipped off that Paul was a rabbi from the way that he was dressed. At any rate, it was Paul then who addressed the entire synagogue and not Barnabas. He no doubt picked up with that morning's readings of the Old Testament and prophets and began telling the story of Jesus. Now, one of the many important features of this message is that the first time in Acts here, Luke gives us a full record of one of Paul's sermons. While he has relayed several from Peter, this is the first time that he gives us Paul's message. Later in Acts, Luke will give us two more summaries of Paul's sermons, one preached at the entirely pagan audience of Lystra, and another to the philosophers at Athens. For now, this is an entirely Jewish audience, rather full DNA listeners or God-fearers. I think it's also important to note that this is Paul doing the preaching at the synagogue, as I mentioned, not Barnabas. The latter was certainly capable of doing so. He had been the primary teacher at Antioch. But it appears that the assistant now is taking the lead role in the two-man preaching and teaching team. As John Stott puts it, "The day is the Sabbath, the venue is the synagogue, the lessons are from the law and prophets, and the listeners are men of Israel." As others have noted, Luke's narrative demonstrates that Paul's message to the Jews was substantially the same as Peter's. We can go back in the book of Acts and look at the number of times that Peter has shared the gospel, and we will notice that there is this definite outline, what we call this New Testament kerygma. We've mentioned it before, but it's worth mentioning again. The basic outline of all apostolic preaching contains Jesus' virgin birth, his sinless life, his substitutionary death on the cross, his resurrection, and his soon coming. No matter what else gets added in to explain that, the kerygma outline never departs. It's always there in every one of the apostles' messages. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.